Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Have a great visit with our good friend Steve Del Bianco, the executive director of NetChoice, netchoice.org. Steve, tell us about NetChoice.
Yeah, NetChoice is the trade association of all the e-commerce and online services that everybody uses today. Folks like AOL, eBay, Facebook, Google, Expedia, Yahoo.
Hundreds of small businesses, Steve.
Lots of small businesses, almost 7,000.
Like mine.
They don't have to pay dues.
Like yours.
They don't have to pay dues. They just join. Please join at www.netchoice.org.
All right, so folks, check it out. You've heard Steve on the show now for 15 years. He's been with us for, so you know how what a great job he's doing, trying to keep the policymakers honest and not mucking up with our digital world, which has been working pretty darn good so far. Hey, Steve, when we put things up online, when we put our profiles up on the social media sites, and we put stuff up out there on YouTube, et cetera, in our own websites. People have been doing that now for about 20 years or so. And in the meantime, some of us have died. And our stuff is still there. What are we doing about all that?
Jim, let's think about it in two ways. Things that you put up there publicly, something that you post on your Facebook page, a YouTube video you put up, a blog that you wrote, or a comment. Those will live as long as the publisher's terms of service keep them there.
Right.
And they're available to the public. In other words, they were public before you died,
right,
for the public after
even
you
if
died.
You take your own, even if you take your own blog down, if I write a blog and you copy it over onto your website, then it stays after, even if after I take my blog down.
Which is true.
Yeah.
Your digital legacy lasts a long time. But none of this has anything to do with privacy, because you're speaking of only those items, that's content,
right,
that I posted publicly.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an entirely different conversation going on in the States right now that's occupying most of my time the last 2 weeks. And that is, what about your private communication? An email you sent to a friend, maybe an email you sent to a paramour.
Mm-hmm.
How about an instant message that was privately communicated to someone?
My wife won't let me have a paramour, Steve.
Yeah, exactly. Not allowed, right?
Yeah, no,
you're,
I can't have that.
Okay. What about photos? Jim, photos that you've got in a personal, private place that you store on a cloud-based.
How would those be compromised? How do those get compromised?
Yeah. Well, this is going to surprise you and your listeners, but the Trust and Estates Bar, these are lawyers who do the cleanup of affairs once we're dead. The estate attorneys have worked for 3 years on brand-new legislation, a law they're trying to pass in every state, and it would give them the authority to stand in your shoes, to take all of your private communications, no matter where they're located on the internet, private communications, private photos, private documents and emails, and distribute them to your family.
Huh.
Or your heirs, in the case.
And why is that a bad thing?
Because all of us have private that survived our own life. When I put something in a private place, that custodian, call it Yahoo, who's holding my emails, custodian, or Dropbox, who's holding my photos, they are a custodian to me. And if I chose the terms of service at Yahoo, because Yahoo says that upon proof of death, they will delete my account, that's something I rely upon. At Google, for Gmail, you go in and designate someone else to receive your emails once you're gone. And that does not include the trust and estates attorney.
Right. So where's the rub?
No, the rub on this is that with the services like Yahoo, Gmail, Dropbox, we're between a rock and a hard place. We want to honor the privacy wishes of our subscribers, and we have to follow federal law. Believe it or not, federal law, since 1986, it's held that it is a crime for us to turn over any private communication to a third party unless you gave consent.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're dead, consent is hard to get.
So
there's a federal law that makes it a crime to do what it is that the trust and estates attorneys want to force us to do.
Mm-hmm. What has NetChoice come down on this?
We've tried for 3 years to make the trust and estates attorneys understand the unworkability of their new model law.
What if the family has asked for this information? Does the family not have the right? I mean, the family has a right to my photographs. Why shouldn't they have a right to my digital stuff?
They don't. They don't. They have the right to anything that's in your desk drawers when the state's attorneys come in and clean it up.
Right.
But you didn't put this in your desk drawer, Jim. Jim, you put this in a digital locker under lock and key. It is governed by federal law.
Well, that's where the debate is. The debate is, right? Whether that exactly. The digital lock, the digital drawer is different from the physical drawer. Is that where the debate is?
We already know it is. Federal law made it different in 1986.
Yeah. Okay. Very interesting, folks. You're going to be here, now that you've heard it from Steve, you're going to hear more about it tomorrow. And, Steve, I know you'll keep us posted on how this is working out.
I will, Jim, and happy anniversary to you, too.
Thank you, too, Steve Del Bianco. Ladies and gentlemen, 15 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is so excited. You can tell, right? He'll be back another day. We won't do without Steve. He's too smart. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.